Talking about Precious, let's talk TV with Dan Barrett now. Hello, Dan.
Are you calling me Precious, Fran?
I'm calling you Precious. Dan, when we think of successful Australians in Hollywood, we usually think of actors and directors. But one of the big Hollywood success stories right now is Sydney author Leanne Moriarty. Her best-selling book, Big Little Lies, is about to hit screens worldwide in the form of a big-budget miniseries starring Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman, no less. Let's have a bit of a listen.
Are you new to Monterey?
Yeah, we just moved here a few weeks ago.
You're going to love it.
You're so nice. This is Monterey. We pound people with knives
to death.
Everybody wants to prove who's the richest.
We're talking about viciously competitive people.
And at the root of it was Madeline.
Exactly how psychotic do you think I am?
It sounds like Desperate Housewives, doesn't it? It's not as Big Little Lies, which is a novel set in Sydney's North Shore, but as you could hear there, it's for this miniseries, it's in Monterey, California. Dan, hello there.
Good morning.
So, Dan, the TV graveyard's filled with American adaptations of foreign stories. How does this one go?
Well, honestly, until I started reading the notes on it, I didn't realise it was an adaptation of geography as well.
Oh, of us.
I mean, I knew it was a novel, but I didn't realise there was a geographical shift in it. It feels fairly unique when you're watching the program. Like, I don't think I've seen another TV show set around Monterey, but it feels authentic.
And what do you think of it?
I'm smitten. I am completely gaga
really?
For this program. This is something
Because this is, you know, I think meant to be a chick flick.
Look, it totally is, and that's fine. I think that it's a fairly accessible story, even though it's a very female-orientated tale. So there's a murder mystery happening at the center of the show, but while that's sort of being expressed through some talking heads from the future, talking about, you know, what may have gone wrong, it sort of really casts some darkness over the show. But what the show is really doing is telling a story about four women, of whom we're each at a stage of their lives where they've led their lives in the service of other people. So you've got Reese Witherspoon as pretty much the main character in it. And she's someone
who's... Don't tell us too much.
I'm not getting too far. It's not too bad. She's a bit of a busybody, but she's been living her life through her children. You've got Nicole Kidman, who's part of what could be a bit of an abusive relationship. You've got Shailene Woodley, who's dealing with some other stuff that gets revealed further in. But it's, and also Laura Dern, who's kind of the mirror to Reese Witherspoon. She's got a job and successful on one front, but she's still living through her kids.
This is a huge cast for a TV series. I mean, they're film stars.
I mean, it's an HBO miniseries, so they usually really cast up with some pretty big stars. But I mean, you're right. Usually you get like one big star and a few supporting. But Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, also got Laura Dern's in it, Adam Scott. Like, this is a fantastic cast.
As I said there, it struck me when I heard that it did have a little bit of that Desperate Housewives feel about it. And I've read the novel, so I can see how that could be managed. But do you think it's likely to, you know, fall into that sort of cultural phenomenon that Desperate Housewives did?
Desperate Housewives is a lot more soapy than I think this is. This feels very lo-fi, and it's really much about the spirit and energies of the town that they live in and the, I guess, sort of lost souls of these women who are still sort of very sprightly and engaged in the world, but they're not really living up to their full potential. And it's quite different to Desperate Housewives, which I think was about over-the-top shock more than anything else.
Yeah, Leanne Moriarty wrote this novel. I think she got a visit from Nicole Kidman. I think Nicole Kidman herself optioned it. But the screenplay is from David E. Kelly. Now, David E. Kelly is a giant of TV.
Yeah, I mean, some of my favourite shows, Picket Fences, Chicago Hope. He's one of these writers of whom crafted these shows, but also wrote pretty much every episode of the program as
Didn't you write L.A. Law? Yeah. I'm thinking way back
L.A. Law, he started out with that, and Doogie Howser M.D. was another one.
Yeah, huge.
But bigger names, probably Alec McBeal and Boston Legal. But while those shows go off into the quirkier side of their universes they craft, this is very much sticking to the book. It's a very down-to-earth, funny, charming TV show.
Okay, and just to move away from this one, there's also been a pretty timely series that's just hit Stan. It's about aliens taking control of the U.S. government. Tell me about Brain Dead. Well, I'm not sure. Do I want you to tell me about Brain Dead?
I think you do. So this is a show that started in June last year, and I watched the first episode and dismissed it. I just thought it was a little bit silly. It was a bit over the top. I wasn't really enjoying it. In this post-Trump world we're living in now, suddenly the show takes on a little bit more energy. So this is about alien insects. They invade, and this is a satire, just putting it out there. Alien insects, they invade Washington. They start taking out the brains of various politicians and their staffers. Okay, it's very gruesome. Okay, but the satirical joke of this is that even though these politicians and their staffers are losing their brains and being taken over, nobody
People
notices.
People don't notice. Like, it's all that punchline coming
just keeps
a mile
on going.
Away.
This is by the creators of The Good Wife. And in the same way that show has some quirkier moments, this show takes that quirk to the extreme. Painful this time last year, but now I think you can really buy into the idea of some brain dead politicians running around.
I just can't believe that the idea of sucking up politicians' brains and replacing them with insects or whatever it is has come from the creators of The Good Wife, but there you go. Dan, what are your picks for the week?
Oh, look, super quickly, tonight is one of the TV shows of the year to check out, Planet Earth 2. It's the David Attenborough documentary. It launched overseas in November last year. So people probably saw that clip of the iguana being born. It comes up from the sandy sort of grounds that it was laying.
The shorts are phenomenal for this.
And then you see those snakes chasing after it. Everyone's seen that clip. You'll see this clip again in this, and it's spectacular watching it every time. Watch it on 9HD. It is visually fantastic, and you really need to get the visuals on it. So check that out tonight at 7:30 on 9. The 80s is a great documentary series on SBS, also at 8:30 tonight. Tonight's episode looks at the TV industry from the 1980s, but future episodes looking at Reagan, the Cold War. So it gets into some darker media sort of issues. But if you love TV, tonight's one's definitely worth checking out. And also Billions, if you're a fan of that show, season 2 just started up on Stan with a sneak peek of episode 1, but it's new episodes from here on in on Mondays.
And I haven't seen Billions series 1 worth seeing.
I'm not a fan, but lots of people really dig the show.
All right, Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dan Barrett, he's online editor at SBS, and as you can hear, our regular TV guy. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 27 minutes to 9.